Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to Lettman covering. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lettman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lattman for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards the mound. Lattman fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 0 for 1 in the game. LePlow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Joyce now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona bunts towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Luplow moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luplow moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to home to get Luplow. Kirkland moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Held takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to third. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Romano scores. Held moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Smith scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Esposito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hershberger trying to get to home. Kirkland throws the ball into Romano, who tags Hershberger, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Carrion moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lattman hits a line drive towards short. Esposito reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Luplow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Luplow reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luplow scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Domzani now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Domzani. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Fox moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Sam McDowell now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Maxwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Esposito hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Ty Klein. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Luplow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Don Dillard now playing left field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.